From 2000 to date, Zimbabwe's electoral processes and outcomes have been dismissed by the opposition and the international community as incorrect reflections of the will of the Zimbabwean people. Disputed elections have resulted in the country being isolated by the West. The United States and European nations, for example, imposed the sanctions on Harare, citing, among other issues, alleged rigged elections. But President Robert Mugabe insists that sanctions against him and his inner circle were imposed to punish Harare for embarking on land reforms that dispossessed the majority of the country's white commercial farmers. The Movement for Democratic Change and some civil society organizations allege that all elections held since 2000 were marred by several irregularities that included ballot stuffing, double voting, and voter disenfranchisement, among others. To cap this in future, Elections Resource Center Director Tawanda Chimini is advising the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission to adopt the use of technology in the running of elections to ensure that the collation and announcement of election results is speeded up to minimize chances of electoral fraud. Namibia became the first country to use the electronic voting system in its recent presidential election. The system has over the years been used in developed countries such as the United States and Britain.
What we witnessed was a free expression of the will of the people using a system that people had confidence in. But more importantly, my take on the election is not that people had confidence in e-voting, but people had confidence in the administration of elections in Namibia. So even if Namibians had voted using the manual way of voting without e-voting, I would again put forward that Namibians have confidence in who runs their elections, hence the limited cases of conflict pertaining to e-voting. And coming to the issue of Zimbabwe's elections in terms of what lessons could be drawn. Basically, Zimbabwe has to invest in building public confidence in elections.
Former Oxford lecturer Pilani Zamchia, who observed the Namibian polls, says the electronic voting system reduces the cost of running elections and ensures that the outcome of the polls could be made public in a very short space of time. In 2008, it took the Electoral Commission more than a month to announce the results of the presidential elections that were contested by the MDC.
This system, the electronic voting machine, it reduced human, administrative and paper cost. So it was actually cheaper. For example, Namibia would have spent $2 million on paper. But having adopted this EVM, the electoral voting machine, they only spent close to $200,000.
ERC's programs manager, Jack Zaba, agrees with Zamchia.
There's another vision which I think would excite a lot of young people in Zimbabwe, which is called internet voting system or remote voting system. In other instances, it uses SMS to vote, but most prominently it uses the internet. This you can do from the comfort of your home in Chitungwiza, or you can do from anywhere, any open source.
But Zamchia says the electronic voting system has its own disadvantages.
If you run an election without paper trail, without all that paper, recounting can be very difficult in the case of an electoral dispute. That was argument number one, and it seemed to me the overarching argument. But those who are in support of e-voting would argue that what you need to do is that if there's a dispute, you just press the control unit of the machine to the printer, and then you print and you are able to recount. And in addition to that, the courts could also make a ruling if there's a dispute that you could retrieve all the data from this electronic voting machine. Hence, recounting was possible.
However, ZEC chairperson Rita Makarau tells Studio 7 that Zimbabwe is not yet ready to start using e-voting technology, although she agrees that this would effectively improve the credibility of the country's elections. Namibia used less than $2 million to purchase the e-voting machines from India. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.